Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Reach the standard. Oh, that we might all reach the high standard which God has set before us and no longer remain dwarfs in the religious life. What beams of light would be reflected to the world in good works if we should become light bearers such as God would have us? How many would respond to the light and in their turn become channels of light to others? In place of standing still, go forward. Instead of complaining, rejoice that Christ has made ample provision for your salvation. It is always hard to do the work of God when you leave Christ out of your experience. Jesus says, "Without me, ye can do nothing. But through Christ, who strengtheneth us, we can do all things." I appeal to the presidents of conferences and to ministers and workers in the cause to arise by faith and be diligent, valiant workers with God. Every believer must be energized by the Spirit of Christ and reach the people through the power of God. The Savior is not in Joseph's new tomb. He has risen from the sepulcher and has ascended into heaven to be our surety, to plead the merits of his blood in our behalf. We have a living Savior to carry forward his own work upon the earth. We are not to work alone. The ministers of God must not only preach in the pulpit, but must come in personal contact with the people. Personal labor must be put forth that souls may be rescued from the snare of the enemy. Then let us work in all earnestness and faith, and we shall reap a blessed harvest. Mrs. E. G. White.